We now would like to invite Brother Bernie Parkinson from the Castle Downs Edmonton Congregation, who will develop the theme, Imitate Jesus' Use of Power, Kind Elders.
From the most powerful organization to the bully in the schoolyard, Satan's system is filled with examples of abuse of power. But we're not interested in imitating Satan and his system's use of power. We are interested in imitating Jesus' use of power. So how much power did Jesus have? Well, when he was on the earth, he could summon 12 legions of angels to protect him, if he so desired. Based on the size of the Roman legion of the time, that would have been 72,000 angels. What power! He could calm a storm. He could kill a tree with just a word. He could maneuver events so that when Peter cast his fishing line into the sea, he caught a fish, and when he opened its mouth, there was the money to pay the tax. Yes, the scriptures are filled with examples of Jesus' tremendous power. Jesus has now entrusted his precious sheep to faithful elders, ones spoken of in the scriptures as gifts in men. And in order to allow them to carry out the responsibilities of shepherding the sheep, he has given them a measure of power and authority. So how can elders imitate Jesus' use of power? Well, a key requirement is found in the scriptures in 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16. We encourage you to take your Bibles and turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse 16, and we're going to focus particularly on the concluding expression. Notice it says, "For who has come to know the mind of Jehovah so that he may instruct him?" But notice this, "But we do have the mind of Christ." A key requirement for elders to imitate Jesus' use of power is to have the mind of Christ. But we might wonder, how can imperfect humans, and elders are imperfect, how can we have the mind of Christ? Well, having the mind of Christ really means knowing the pattern of his thinking, knowing the full range of his personality, so that we would know how Jesus might act in a given situation. How can we learn that? Well, obviously, we need to spend time studying the gospel accounts, the accounts of Jesus' life, filling our minds with understanding of his life and example. And when we do that, what do we find? We find that Jesus never used his power harshly. He was always kind to and considerate of his followers. He always showed love and kindness. And so it is today. Elders who demonstrate Christ-like love and kindness exert a powerful force for peace and unity in the congregation. What does it mean for an elder to be kind? Well, kindness is displayed by taking an active interest in the welfare of others. It's shown by helpful acts, considerate words. A kind person is friendly, gentle, sympathetic, gracious. He has a considerate attitude toward others. Now that's dramatically different from the way that Satan and his system teach people to use power, is it not? In fact, in God's word, it actually warns elders to guard against imitating the world's harsh and oppressive use of power. For example, in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 3, here, speaking to elders, it said that they should not be lording it over those who are God's inheritance. Why was this so important? Because elders will render an account for how they treat the sheep, the flock. these precious ones of Jesus. So how should the sheep be treated? Well, take your Bibles and turn to Ephesians chapter 4, and we're going to read verse 32 together. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 32. We're going to look at the first part of this verse. It says, "Become kind to one another, tenderly compassionate, freely forgiving one another." Now, we know this verse applies to all Christians. So it certainly would apply to elders, those who have the responsibility of taking the lead in the congregation. But did you notice how the verse started? It says, "But become kind." So those words, "become kind," would seem to indicate that maybe we hadn't been kind, that there was room for improvement, that we would need to make some changes. So how appropriate it is for us to train our minds to think about others rather than ourselves. Maybe we're thinking of saying something and it might get a laugh, or it might make us appear, oh, so wise. But we need to think in advance, is it kind? Admittedly, some shepherds need to work prayerfully on being more refreshing to others. Let's look in as two elders discuss how they can better imitate Jesus in their dealings with Jehovah's sheep.
I'm really glad we finally got to meet with Sister Little. She seems really distracted lately.
Well, I'm sure she appreciated the shepherding visit, Brian. But did you notice her reaction to your comment about her field service activity?
Did I say something wrong? I was just trying to encourage her to be a little more focused spiritually, like Sister Moore.
Well, I wonder how it made her feel. I know what you were trying to say, but when we compare one person's service activity to another, well, it could certainly have a negative effect.
Isn't that what I said?
Well, we want to be sure that we can encourage all to serve Jehovah to the best of their abilities, but not in comparison to what others might be able to do.
Well, Sister Little served as a regular pioneer in the past, and I thought that by using Sister Moore as an example, it might encourage her to reach out and to do more.
It reminds me of something that Jesus said. He said to love Jehovah with your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength, not somebody else's. We all have different abilities and different circumstances. And if we start making comparisons, well, it could lead to feelings of discouragement and even guilt. That's why Jesus encouraged all for what they were able to do.
You're right, Alan. Instead of comparing Sister Little with anybody else, it would have been kinder to encourage her and commend her for what she's already doing. And thanks for mentioning this to me.
No problem. I know you do the same for me.
Did we notice the kindly counsel? If an elder is not treating the flock in a kind and considerate way, it reflects poorly on the entire body of elders. The other elders are obligated to counsel him. It's the kind thing to do for the sake of the entire congregation. Jehovah expects all his servants, all Christians, to contribute to a kind, loving, and refreshing atmosphere in the congregation. Elders must be exemplary in showing these qualities. Now let's watch as an elder reflects on how he can better demonstrate Christ-like qualities in spite of the stresses in life.
What an awful day at work today. Sometimes I don't think my boss appreciates any of my efforts. And then I make one little mistake and he gets so upset at me. It was one mistake. I have to run all day long and fight through heavy traffic to make it to the meeting. But look at me. My heart is racing. I'm so worked up right now. And my palms are sweating. I can't take this harsh spirit with me into the congregation. I gotta get control of my emotions. Jesus dealt with so many stressful circumstances, but he was always so kind and patient with everyone. I need that same kind mental attitude as Jesus. I know it's gonna take consistent effort, but Jehovah God will help me. That's what I need to do. Before I go into the Kingdom Hall tonight, I need to stop and pray to Jehovah and ask him to help me display that kind mental attitude like his son.
Yes, let us pray earnestly so that each of us, and especially those entrusted with the care of Jehovah's sheep, imitate Jesus' use of power. So in this six-part symposium, we've learned how young ones, single ones, wives, husbands, parents, and elders can imitate Jesus' use of power. May all of us continue to follow Jesus' perfect example, thus giving our all-powerful Creator the honor he deserves.
We thank you, dear brothers, for those enriching talks and motivating interviews and demonstrations. How uplifting it is to know that Jehovah is honored when we imitate Jesus in the way we use the power he has granted us.